Gayle Manchin is the first West Virginian to serve as federal co-chair of the Appalachian Regional Commission in its 56-year history. As Curtis Tate reports, Manchin comes to the agency at a time when West Virginia is in the spotlight.
West Virginia lost 60,000 residents in the most recent census count. Like much of Appalachia's coal region, the state has struggled to keep young people from leaving and to attract industries. As the struggle continues in Manchin's home state, the commission she now leads could help turn things around.
And I think sometimes West Virginia has always felt that it was behind the eight ball or never quite getting its fair share. And I would say right now, the stars have just lined up in our favor. And what we need to do is take full advantage of that while we have that opportunity.
West Virginia has perhaps more influence in Washington than it has in decades. Manchin's husband, Senator Joe Manchin, is chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Manchin is a key vote for President Joe Biden in an evenly divided Senate. Senator Shelley Moore Capito is the senior Republican on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee and is a lead negotiator on infrastructure legislation. Biden nominated Gayle Manchin as the top federal official at the Appalachian Regional Commission in March, and the Senate confirmed her unanimously in April. The commission was established in 1965 as part of President Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty. For decades, the ARC was best known for building a network of improved highways throughout the region. The system is complete except for a few hundred miles. Manchin said the highways are a priority. However, she brings a background in human infrastructure to her job. She served as president of the State Board of Education and secretary for education and the arts.
One of my priorities, of course, going back to my past, is education, and education being the foundation. If we want to strengthen communities and build economic vitality and build the workforce.
That's a change from the ARC's original mission, according to Ron Eller, a professor emeritus of history at the University of Kentucky. Eller said in the beginning, the governors wanted to build physical infrastructure so they could cut ribbons and show that the region looked like other parts of the country. They didn't pay as much attention to human capital.
In the last 20 years, however, we've begun to see that infrastructure and human capital go hand in hand in economic development.
That kind of infrastructure has become even more important throughout Appalachia with the long-term structural decline of the region's coal industry. The ongoing loss of jobs at coal mines and power plants will mean that communities will need something to fill the void. Eller said Manchin's background makes her well-suited for the task.
And frankly, I think that's a direction that the commission needs to take. There's a lot of promise for that within the region.
In addition to her education credentials, Manchin was West Virginia's first lady from 2004 to 2010. She knows most of the governors she'll be working with. One of those governors is West Virginia's Jim Justice, a Republican. Justice appointed Manchin to a cabinet post in his first term in 2017. Then things went sour. Justice, who ran as a Democrat with Joe Manchin's endorsement, switched parties. Their relationship deteriorated. Justice fired Gayle Manchin in 2018. Now, Manchin said they've moved on.
And Governor Justice certainly wants what's best for West Virginia. I certainly want what's best for West Virginia, and that we know that working together, we can make some great things happen.
Manchin said she'll begin touring the region to get ideas about how to help communities that stretch from southern New York to northeast Mississippi. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Curtis Tate.